process has been going pretty smooth. Met with maybe seven teams so far. My biggest night is tonight. I have about five formal meetings, or no, actually 10 formal meetings. So they're all back to back from about 6 to 10. But this interview has been great, being able to, you know, meet all the coaching staff, be able to, you know, just communicate with those guys, talk some football, talk about my life experience, and just get to know each other. I meet with those guys tonight.
Have you met with the Jets, or do you plan to meet with them?
I met with the Jets the first night, so Tuesday night. You know, I'm happy to play anywhere. You know, the Jets is one of the teams that, you know, decided to select me. Then, hey, I'm cool with it. It'll be a great opportunity for me to go up there and you know, perform and just, you know, build a career and build a name for myself. It's a goal. You know, it's a goal that I wrote down, and that's what I want to achieve. But, you know, if it happens, it happens. That's out of my control. I can just be the best I can be in this process and continue to get better. My reaction would be all excited. You know, I'd really be excited to go up there and play for those guys and Hugh Jackson. But it wasn't a diss or anything like that. If you know the whole story, it was a joke that me and Jason Garrett had last year, because I won the Davy O'Brien the year before too. And, you know, the Davy O'Brien are huge Cowboy fans. And, you know, they wanted me to joke around and you know, have the crowd excited and a good laugh. So, you know, the base behind the story was, you know, at the time, you know, Cowboys was looking for a quarterback. And so, you know, Tony Romo was hurt. And I told him, hey, if I was able to come back to Davy O'Brien Award next year, I promise you that, you know, I'll be back. And if I do, then you have to draft me. And that was the joke. We laughed, had a good time. And so what the Davy O'Brien people wanted me to do is bring that back up and say, hey, I kept my promise. Now you got to keep yours to drafting me. And it was just a inside a joke. And then someone filmed it and put it on social media and made it bigger than what it was. So it wasn't no diss to any team or any franchise. I'd be happy to go anywhere. And I'm just blessed with this opportunity. Not at all. You know, football is football. I'm adapted to any weather. I just want to go out there and play football and be able to perform at a high level and win games. Actually, meet with those guys tonight. I wouldn't mind that. Any situation, you know, I'll respond to it. It'll be awesome to learn from a veteran guy that's been there before. And I can just watch how he works. And I won't have to be pushed in that pressure or that moment, you know, right away. I can sit there, learn, build my game, learn offense, and, you know, make myself a better player. So, you know, that's you know, if it happens, it happens. But it won't be a factor for me. I actually met with the Chiefs Tuesday night. Yes, sir. That's been great. I'm a huge Andy Reid fan. And what he's been able to do with all the quarterbacks he's done of his, you know, career, coaching career, and what he's doing with Alex Smith is just awesome. Had the ability to watch some film on Alex Smith and the Kansas City Chiefs, and, you know, the way he, you know, operates that offense and leads that team, and just, he's just very, very smooth at what he do is, you know, it comes a long way. It's great. You know, the ACC is very, very talented. Have a lot of professional guys that's been there, that's in the NFL right now, then a lot of, you know, guys that's been able to, you know, have the opportunity to play, you know, this year. So, you know, the ACC prepared me for a lot of big games, a lot of big moments, a lot of spotlight, a lot of shine, you know, a lot of cameras. So it won't be no surprise whenever I get to the next level because, you know, I was able to do it at the collegiate level. I just laughed at it, you know. Like, that's a, you know, I thank him for the compliment. You know, it's pretty cool. But, you know, I'm no Michael Jordan. I'm Deshaun Watson, and you know, my goal is for one day to be, you know, able to have people talk to me, or talk about me like they do Michael Jordan. So, you know, that's the goal one day. But, you know, he was just, you know, just saying that's how he felt. I know where he's coming from, but it wasn't really a real comparison. Hey, this is, you know, Michael Jordan. So. It was not. It was just off season. I'm actually working with Jordan Palmer, so we watched film, you know, the Kansas City Chiefs, the Steelers, Patriots, Falcons, Packers, Cowboys. So different teams that were, you know, playoff teams that were still playing. Had the ability to, you know, watch film on those guys and, you know, see how they run and be a professional. The toughest interview question. You know, I met with one team. They kind of, you know, taught me a simple playbook. You know, six formations. Taught me a concept with two run plays and a pass play. If I see this certain defense, and then they taught me five like true offensive plays, and this is what you do on the reads. And then he had me go read back, or you know, turn the page, and had me teach the whole thing. And I thought I did pretty well. He was very impressed, and you know, hopefully that goes a long way. Sir, I meet with the Browns tonight. I think so. You know, I'm going to prepare myself to, you know, be ready for every moment. So if I have to play early or right away, then I'm going to be prepared for that moment and come in and produce and, you know, help a team out to win. But if I have to sit, then, you know, I just wait my turn, be patient, and continue to grind and work at it. I've always been a Dak fan. Had an ability to meet, you know, Dak a couple years ago, and just being able to watch him and his success and where he's coming from. And just be able to how he's been able to translate to the professional lead and be so calm and poised and lead a great franchise like the Cowboys and have a, you know, be a playoff contender team and just have all the success. So just being able to watch him do the way he do is very humbling and you know, builds confidence for all the younger guys too. You know, all the guys are great. All the guys are very competitive. All the guys have success. They're going to have a successful career in the NFL. You know, everyone works hard. Everyone is you know, motivated to, you know, be the guy in that franchise. But, you know, I just say my past history, you know, starting back in high school and the way I was raised, coming from, you know, the projects home and being able to get out that and, you know, handling being the face of college football for 2 years, handling the success, handling, you know, all the criticism and the adversity, and then, you know, being 48-8 in the high school and winning the state championship and then going to the, you know, collegiate level and being 33-3. So, you know, one thing that translates, you know, from college to the NFL is winners. And I think, you know, being a quarterback, that's the biggest thing that, you know, being recognized is, you know, winning games. And, you know, that's all I've been doing. I mean, I guess so. But, I mean, it depends on what the team needs. And, you know, sometimes the team don't need a quarterback. Sometimes they do. Sometimes they want to go a different direction. Or sometimes they feel like this guy's better, you know, in their system than another guy. So it all just kind of happens on what the team wants. You know, I'm like, you know, that's not really the goal to be the number one pick. You know, I just want to be drafted, hear my name called, and have the opportunity to go play. The biggest question that I've heard from, you know, just different coaches was if I can change a protection, run offense, and recognize defensive coverages. And every team I went to asked me those questions. I handled it well, answered the questions. They were very impressed. And they know that I'm, you know, not just another quarterback that's running a spread offense, that a guy that can operate and make good decisions and recognize what the defense is doing and be successful doing it. Not at all. I understand that was going to come, and, you know, it happens. It's something that they, you know, obviously going to poke holes. If I was in their shoes, I'd poke holes too. But, you know, I take full responsibility and all that. You know, sometimes you just have bad luck. Sometimes the defense make a good play. Sometimes I make a bad throw, one or two or three. Maybe it's a bad decision. But it's a learning lesson. I've learned from those mistakes, and I corrected those, and I'm going to move on for it. Yeah, Mike is, you know, our relationship is very, very tough. It's very strong, and, you know, we're very close, especially building over this past year, connecting with each other, always hanging out, even hanging out here at the process. And just being able to have him as a weapon is, you know, it's a big factor. And so he's a guy that you can throw it up in that you know, that range, and he's going to come down with it. So, you know, he's going to be a great professional. And, you know, I'm excited to see what he can do at this level. You know, our relationship is very close too. I met Deshaun back in high school, and, you know, we grew up together pretty much from, you know, my junior year in high school to now, and just being able to communicate and just, you know, help each other out. You know, if we're playing a team that Alvaro already played and he's already played, you know, we'll share notes and talk about it. And, you know, if we're just going to, like, you know, for instance, and going to the national championship, he's giving me advice of, you know, this is what he saw in the game, previous game, and this is what, you know, I could do better, and just giving me some tips and pointers, and it goes a long way. So just being able to have that relationship and communication, it helps, you know, both of each other out. It took me a while. I'm not going to lie. It took me a while. That was one of the reasons why I didn't participate in the Senior Bowl. But at the same time, if we had another game, I would, you know, tough it out and play. And it wasn't anything that I couldn't play on. It was just, you know, I had to, you know, get back healthy and get back, you know. I mean, it happens, especially if you want to play for a national championship and you know, run the system that we, you know, run for. You know, you're going to take hits. You're going to take, you know, some blows. And especially with teams like Ohio State and Alabama, they're going to come at you and they're going to, you know, apply the pressure and try to hit you and ride you. It was great. You know, we had a great conversation, and we talked about, you know, the national championship in the season and my participation in the Senior Bowl, and, you know, just the previous history of just getting together, interviewing me, and talking through this process that we're going through right now. But, you know, that the decision was, you know, based on me, my family, my agent, and my trainer, and all the coaching staff at Clemson. And we came to a conclusion that it was best for me just to, you know, sit out, get healthy, and catch up on the process of, you know, this whole draft process and getting ready for the combine. So, you know, he understood that. He knew where I was coming from, and it wasn't no hard feelings, and we all were on the same page.
You have a relationship with Sammy Watkins, and have you discussed maybe you guys playing together in the NFL?
We haven't discussed, but I do have a relationship with him. And, you know, he's a guy that, especially with going through the recruiting process, I was able to talk to about how, you know, Clemson was and how the program was and how to, you know, be successful at that level. So, you know, maybe one day we can get together and talk about it and, you know, who knows, we might be teammates. So. You know, the slow start started because, you know, we were running, you know, it just started off, you know, not completing balls that we usually complete, dropping balls, not being on the same page. Things like that. And once we, you know, fixed that and started communicating and catching balls and making throws and getting on the same page and creating a run game, that's when everything kind of started flowing. So that goes for any offense, regardless if, you know, you have a lot of hype going into the season or if you don't. If you don't have the same communication and not on the same page, then, you know, every offense is going to be slow. You know, that's their opinion. You know, I, if you ask all the guys that are, you know, other quarterbacks that's in this draft class, you know, they'll probably say the same thing. It's just going to make the, you know, the documentary and the story in 5-10 years even better whenever, you know, they start talking good about it. So, you know, it's a motivation tip. It's a humbling tip. And, you know, they can say what they want to say, but, you know, that's just opinions. It's not facts because, you know, we haven't stepped foot on the NFL field yet, so they don't know what's going to happen. I've just come in and just create an environment, a winning environment, and just get everyone on the same page. And they just got to be patient with it and take time. You know, winning at the NFL level is not easy. It's tough, and each and every week is, you know, it's a tough week, and you got to be able to, you know, be on the same page with the guys and pull it out. So, you know, just being able to have that experience of winning, you know, maybe it can spread throughout a team and a franchise and, you know, kind of spread throughout the players and, you know, turn a franchise around.
Two more guys.
I mean, it's just going to start in the interview or the interview process in the meet room. And whenever they answer or ask me questions, I answer them and get them right. And they just have to, you know, build that trust. You know, I know I can do it. I've done it. I've shown it. You know, the film doesn't lie. But it goes down to the coaching staff and the GM's decision if they really think I can do it. But, you know, right now in this process, I can't really show too much until I get on the field. So. You know, the relationship with me and Cam has always been close since high school. He's like a big brother to me. We talk all the time. And, you know, during our communication the past couple of years, we really didn't talk too much about football unless I asked a question. We just talked about life and, you know, just hung out with each other. But, you know, his advice that, you know, going through this process is just be patient, be the best you can be, don't change, be confident. And you know, you're a great player. You know, walk around like that because you've earned that right. And people are going to, you know, criticize you all the time. But at the end of the day, you just do what you do. And at the end of the day, you know, winning solves everything. You know, you can't take that away from anyone. You can talk bad about their, you know, techniques or, you know, the bad decisions. But if a guy wins, then you can't really say anything. So winning, all you do is just go out there and be the best and win.
All right, thanks, guys. We're all set.
That was awesome.